Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world and you're listening. This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have the lovely Verbal, if you please, joining me. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Hello there. Hi, I'm really good, thank you.
Excellent. And what
how are you?
I'm well too. I've had some coffee, so I'm kind of, it's just kind of kicking in. And then I had a cup of tea.
I've got my tea.
Oh, you've got tea?
Yep.
Good. We have our hydration. That's good. So what shall I call you to start? So I've got your username.
You can call me Verbal. Most people call me Verbal.
Fabulous. Yep. So your username is in full Verbal, if you please. Am I right?
Yeah. It is. It's not as many people think, Verbalify.
Do you get that? Yep. Do you get people messaging you? Hey, Verbal.
I get that.
Really?
I do.
Okay, let's sound it out, people. Yeah. Look at it, break it up.
It's hilarious. Verbal, if you please.
Verbal, if you please. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, and so we're just going to have a chat about, we want to get to know the person behind the mic, behind the Mac, behind the computer, and find out how do you sort of contribute to this naughty audio space? What do you do?
Oh, do I do anything? No, I'm kidding.
That will make for a very short interview.
So, but I don't actually do anything. I don't know why I'm here. No. I've been making audios, mostly not safe for work and scattered safe for work ones for, I think, for about 2 years now.
Whoa, that's some long range in this space.
I'm old in the audio world.
In audio land, yeah.
Not the audio world, yeah. And I, for the past year, I've also been a moderator on one of the GWA subreddits.
Right.
Not the main one.
So which one are your models?
It's called, it's called r/ GWA Sapphic. Okay. It is for, should I just go on?
Absolutely.
Should I wait for questions?
Well, listeners might not know, might not have heard of that subreddit. So if you could explain it, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's for anyone who is queer, anyone who's sapphic, women, cis women and trans women and non-binary individuals, agender, gender fluid, anyone who fits into those categories to post their not safe for work and safer work audios. Right. We're a lot smaller than the main GWA, but we're a very friendly community. So,
yeah.
To anyone out there, if you fit into those categories, come join us or take a look.
For sure. So you're primarily for female or those identifying as female content. That's the primary.
Non-binary individual as well. Individuals as well.
Okay.
I think our first tagline was something along the lines of for women who like women, but obviously we've expanded a little bit, but it's along those lines.
Yeah, brilliant. Like I've been in and around GWA Sapphic a little bit.
I have seen your name, I'm sure. I've seen you somewhere.
And it's always super friendly, and even when a couple of my even when a couple of my audios were modded for in air quotes, I was like, oh, so sorry, didn't read the rules properly, and that's me. That's so totally on me. I'm so I should have read the rules. Even that,
no one's gonna get into
even that interchange was that exchange was like really super friendly still, and they're like, yeah, no, it's okay, cool.
Good.
Like, yeah, right, got it, I'll lock it in for next time. And but always super friendly, and even the few audios I've posted, just the listeners and the comments and the response I get is just always so encouraging and motivating and inspiring.
Wonderful.
So I've had
that makes me smile.
Why, so you are a VA, and so you were saying you've been recording for about a couple of years. So what sort of prompted you to start recording? Were you a listener, or how did you sort of enter this or discover erotic?
I do not remember how I discovered GWA or GWA Sapphic. I just know that I am... So I was on Reddit not too long before I went on to GWA, and I discovered Reddit, and I discovered r/ actual lesbians.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Which you probably heard of. Yes. And there was a post on there for people to add each other on Snapchat and make friends there. And I did that. There were about 20 of us to begin with.
Wow, yeah.
And we, after a month or two maybe, moved on to WhatsApp. And now there's only like 5 of us left, but we are very good friends.
Wow.
And that group were mostly Americans, I'm British, and they loved my accent, and they would compliment me a lot, and that was the first time I'd really had that. Yeah. So I was like, wow, Americans like my accent. Yeah. And then I've been an adult for a while now, and obviously I enjoy the porn world. And so when I did, however, I discovered GWA and GWA Sapphic, which was very new. It is still new, but it was only in its infancy back then. I saw a script post on GWA, and it was F4F, and I liked the looks of it.
Yeah.
So I messaged the author and said, hey, here's my take on this. I'm too shy to post it, but I wanted you to hear, because I assumed the author was female. It turned out they weren't.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because back then we had a shortage of female for female writers.
Right.
Now there are quite a few more. But me and the man who wrote it have actually become good friends. He's edited quite a few of my audios.
Brilliant.
A very good guy, but he wasn't female. Anyway, he encouraged me to, he said, I'll edit this for you, because it had no sound effects and it had mistakes, and he was like, I can edit this for you, and if you want, we can post this, we can get verified together and post this. And I was like, okay.
I'm here for it,
let's do it. Yeah, and I took the plunge, and that began my journey.
And were you were you anxious at all, or nervous about the response you were going to get, or were you sort of confident enough, given that you'd had, you know, encouragement and that sort of being buoyed by the American friends you've made,
who was like, "Boosted my confidence."
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, I can do this.
But yeah, I wasn't so egotistical to think everyone's going to love me.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, that's great. And did it just, so what sort of, where, in terms of content that was available, I don't know, what's the range sort of like, well, what was it then as opposed to now, sort of, you know, 2 years in, is there more content in scripts and stuff around for you?
Yeah, so I do both scripts and what they call ramble flaps. I don't know if we need to explain that. Does everyone
I'd
know
like to think that most listeners in this space know what a ramble flap is. I must tell you, when I first joined and started listening to erotic audio, I did not know what a ramble flap was. That is not a common
term. I don't think I did either.
Yeah, it's not a common term here in Australia. Of course. And I actually avoided it because I didn't know what an AMA was either. I just saw it on a particular VA's.
I don't think I did either.
Yeah, right. So I didn't click on any of it in someone's archive because I was like, oh, I don't know what that is. Good Lord, what was I missing out on? So, but yes, in terms of a ramble fap, and if you don't know what a ramble fap is, just Google that and. Thank you very much.
But when no one else is around.
Thank us very much for pushing you in that direction.
Absolutely.
All right. So you do scripts and ramble faps. Do you?
I do.
Do any improv audios, or do you write anything, or do any original content?
I do original content.
Yeah.
I don't typically post it as a script.
Okay.
But if someone asks me for the script, I will give them the script. I will write it out. I will listen to myself, it out, and give them the script.
Oh boy! Wow, that's very generous of you to do that.
Well, I also transcribe for a living, so it's fine.
you got that nailed. Clearly, okay. All right, but
I do improv as well. I sometimes get a little confused as to what's classed as improv and what's ramble for.
Yeah, me
too. The difference between
them. Yeah, me too. Actually, yeah. What do you think?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you think the difference is between...
Now you're putting me on the spot.
Well, I kind of think, from my perspective, ramble fap is someone just... Well, a listen. It's just me getting off, basically, and people listening to it.
Yeah,
whereas
true.
In improv, I feel like I'm creating a scene and, there's some sort of narrative or... storyline or development into whether the characters
I think you hit on it there. Talking over you. I think storyline, I think the fact that there's a bit more of a storyline or a plot, I think that might be the difference, because I will say, mm-hmm. based on, as you might be able to tell based on my name, even in a ramble fap, I talk a lot. I enjoy verbal talk but I think improvs do you have a bit more of a story or plot.
Yeah,
I think that's the difference. I think you got it right there.
Sometimes,
but obviously it could be subjective.
Yeah, true. Yeah, sometimes I feel like if I just need to take care of business, I'm going to hit up a ramble fap. But if I want to be immersed a bit more mm-hmm. and take on a bit of a journey, and I've got a bit more time on my hands, literally, I will. Yeah, I'll find an improv or a lovely script that I like the tags. So with that, what is your sort of recording process? Do you record weekly, or and how often do you post?
Oh gosh, no.
Or does it vary, just sort of depending on your availability and energy? And
it absolutely varies depending on what's going on. I haven't posted as much more recently this past year, I would say. I think COVID, I live with family, and the COVID situation, it's made it harder to record.
Yeah.
But I have a plan for myself. I actually... that made it sound very grand, but this year, we're at the end of the year, so this year, I set up my Pornhub account as Verbal If You Please on there too.
Nice.
And I'm gonna, because I have a free to join OnlyFans account, but there was all that talk of OnlyFans might be taking away the not safe for work aspect.
Yeah, and then it would collapse.
So I thought, I'll join Pornhub.
Okay.
And I have a document with 60 plus audio ideas that I'm gonna give away all my secrets, but a lot will be, I'll post for free on Reddit and Pornhub. And then some will be exclusive on my Pornhub or OnlyFans. Now they've reversed.
Right.
I think they reversed.
Yeah, I believe they have.
The decision. I don't know what's going on.
They saw the light. I think probably just went, your whole thing's going to crash if you get rid of NSFW content.
Yes.
It's what you've made on. I didn't quite understand that thinking.
But yeah, me neither. It was so strange. But back to your question of my process. So I will... obviously, if it's a ramble fap, I might just go upstairs or wherever and stick my hand down my pants.
There we go.
Get to it.
Yeah.
And then a bit of light editing. Ramble faps often don't require that much editing, but I do that on Audacity, like we're recording on now.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a script, what I'll often do is, scripts these days... Now, there are a lot more, like I was saying before, there weren't as many around back then for F for any.
Yeah.
There are a lot more now, mm-hmm. but sometimes I will find a script that is not F for F or F for any, and I'll message the author or script writer, however they want to be referred to, and they'll say, hey, can I adapt this script and record it?
And are they to be more inclusive. Primarily like an existing FM script?
I don't think anyone has turned me down.
Yeah,
there are sometimes it's, well, often I'll flip M for F scripts.
Oh, brilliant, of course, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think anyone's turned me down yet.
Yeah.
The community has been really inclusive, even outside of what we know.
Sure.
So
that's great.
And then, so, yeah, sorry. Yes, it is. It's very good. And then I'll take the script, I'll adapt it, and I'll read through it once or twice, and then set up Audacity. Usually, occasionally, I still record on my phone.
Yeah.
But if it's a script, I tend to record on Audacity, which is a free, I want to say, software program. Okay, I don't know technology.
Yeah, we'll go with that. That's good.
And then, typically these days, I'll edit it myself, and then post it to. I always post to GWA Sapphic.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still post to GWA Main, because some people have issues with it, but I like to put out my content out there for anyone who's not on GWA Sapphic.
What do you mean,
and
issues?
Might want to be.
What's that about?
Honestly, I'm a bit out of touch, but I think it's generally thought of in the GWA Sapphic community as not quite as inclusive.
As in the main...
In terms of gender.
Main GWA.
Yeah, the main GWA.
So they have an issue with you posting your content on that?
Oh, no, no, no. They don't have an issue. They understand why I post, but not everyone wants to post there themselves.
Oh, sure.
Obviously, I won't name any names.
No, I get it. I understand now. Yeah. And have you found that over the 2 years of recording and posting, have you explored or have you discovered anything new about any particular, you know, kinks or topics or scenarios or genres or anything that just like, I hadn't really thought about that, but I reckon I'll check that out? Or in terms of what you choose to record?
I will say I don't think I've discovered any new kinks myself, mm-hmm. because I've been into porn a long time.
Yeah.
And I think the line in my actual Reddit profile is, my kink is your kinks.
Yeah,
so although I'm not saying I'm open to every single kink ever, I am quite, I'm quite kinky. Yeah.
So you haven't changed up what you, you'd be fairly well established in what you'd like to record.
I am. But I also, excuse me, I said to myself at the start, like, I'm going to stick to certain things and not be too kinky just in case my family ever discovers this.
Ah, that leads me to the
question. But I think that over the 2 years, I think over the 2 years, that's the thing that's changed most, I think. And especially looking at my document of future audio ideas.
Oh, I love that.
I think I'm just embracing it and just...
This is me.
This is me.
Yeah.
My family aren't going to disown me. I'm very lucky. If they do happen to find out...
Yeah.
In fact, my sister already knows.
Yeah. I was going to ask that. How does that, you know, in terms of, who does... Is it common knowledge? Are you open to telling friends and family or...?
I am. I mean, my family's not very big, but my sister knows. She's my only sibling. Yeah. My partner knows. We met on Reddit.
Oh, wow.
She is also a performer, although she's mainly retired.
Yeah.
But a shout out to her. Her username is Frantic Tumble.
Frantic. What was that? Sorry, I missed that. Frantic.
Frantic Tumble.
Okay.
TUMBLE. Yeah,
love it. Okay, and she's retired. You say.
Yes. She is. Sometimes she thinks about coming back. We shall see.
Okay. All right.
And some of my friends know. Yeah. So
And how's the general response? Do you find is it encouraging or is it varied?
People are surprised but supportive.
Yeah.
I think to meet me at first, you would think I'm friendly, mm-hmm. but gentle and quiet, perhaps.
Yeah.
But then as you get to know me more, you'll find that this is the kind of thing I do.
Peel back the layers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're all like Shrek.
That, yeah, oh, I love just like you just said that. That's a very cool reference.
Thank you.
With regards to your, so you say you are just going to sit down and you're going to do a script and edit it. Do you have a designated sort of recording space, or do you just like pull out a laptop or do you go in your car? I've heard, you know, some BAs have said they record in their vehicles, or they go to the library and book like a private room.
I can appreciate that. I don't drive, unfortunately. Okay. Otherwise, that might be a good idea. But I know. This house, the houses in northwest England, I can't speak for anywhere else, but our walls are so thin, it's such a pain to record. Seriously. I edit out so many. You can hear my neighbor's TV, you can hear them sneeze. It's a nightmare. So sometimes I just move around the house recording the same audio, just in different, like hoping the quality doesn't change. Terrible.
The struggle is real, people. I just want to record naughty audio and moan into a mic.
Right? I used to record in the kitchen, but the fridge hums all the time, so...
Do you know what? There's another. Yeah, I did a collab not too long ago with... I won't name them, but... We could hear their fridge in the background. and she was really conscious of... Oh, my God, I can hear my fridge. She's like, yeah, we can hear it too.
Yeah.
I was like, it's okay, babe. That's why we've got excellent editors on board who are just going to take care of business there and just, like, get rid of that. But, yeah.
I'm grimacing.
You're not alone. You're not alone with that struggle. I find it really interesting that what people's availabilities and access and, you know, the want and the drive might be there, but just the logistics of it varies so greatly, right? Yeah. So with that, how did you then move in? If we take your VA hat off, put it down, how did you sort of, what prompted you to look into becoming a moderator? Because I have not spoken to any mods. I'm friends with one, and we have a mutual friend who introduced me to you. Shout out, Miss Sarah.
Yes, we do.
So happy. She's, I actually asked her if she would like to have a chat.
Lovely, and, lovely, Sarah.
She's like, no. And I totally get that because I've spoken to some friends who are script writers, and some are happy to have a chat and have. I think it takes a certain amount of confidence and comfort to be able to, you know, sort of share openly.
Well, when I first agreed to this, I had no idea that this was what it was. I thought you just meant... I thought Sarah wanted tips on moderating. That you wanted tips on moderating, sorry.
Right, right.
And it was going to be a text chat.
What?
But it's fine.
I need a microphone? What? Just like... The neighbour's telly's on, I can't. Well, I'm really interested to, but I understand that, you know, Miss Sarah was not wanting to be that sort of exposed.
So we should, I should say, having spoken to Sarah on the phone before, that she has a wonderful voice.
Oh, I've listened to her verification.
But she is very shy.
Yeah, she's so, like, oh, please make something. But I get it. You need to have that level of comfort. It can't be something that sort of, I don't know, jacks up your anxiety or, you know, just like, oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. She's also an amazing moderator.
Oh, well, shout out to Miss Sarah. She's moderating my little server. And by little, I mean very little. God love her. And I was like, I would be dead in the water without her and a couple of other mods that I have. I'm very, very new to this whole server situation.
Oh, that's on Discord, is it?
Yeah. So,
okay, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I haven't delved into the into the getting my own Discord server. Yeah. I don't think I could keep up, but good luck.
Well, this is like my followers are just like, are you going to get one? Are you going to get one? Are you going to do it? Are you going to set it up? And I had set one up to do live recordings with people and have a chat.
That's really cool.
Yeah, but then the thought of setting up a whole community space, I'm like, nah, can't do that. Nah, technology, nah, don't want to. Shoot, they kept. Yeah. And then, you know, a couple of people came on board and said, we'll do it. I'm like, okay, have at it. Oh, just the thought of it.
That's very lovely of them.
Yeah, very. Yeah. And this is what I want to say.
I know, moderators, I'm terrible with technology.
Well, you're doing it, though, without the moderators. This we'd all run amok. And so what prompted you to step up and become a moderator?
So back when I first joined GWA Sapphic and posted my first audio there, I saw something, I forget, it must have been a post at the time, that said, hey, unless someone else told me about it, that said, hey, I've just started a chat for creators. And this was coming from the founder of GWA Sapphic, who is U/GlacialDust.
Right, okay.
GLACIAL, I think. Yeah. DUST. Right. So shout out to them, because
thank you.
I think without her, we wouldn't have this wonderful community. Yeah. So thank you to her. And so I joined the creator chat on Reddit, which has now moved to Discord. So any creators out there, any script writers, performers, you're welcome to join us.
So there's a Sapphic.
It's not for anyone, it's just for creators.
Okay, so there's a Sapphic, a specific GWA Sapphic Discord server for creators.
Yeah.
Great. Well, maybe I'll put that in the post body when I post this. If we can put a link in there, that'd be great.
Yeah, I should. Well, I suppose if you're doing that, I should say that we have a 24-hour vetting window for just to keep current members safe.
Sure.
So we say, hey, this member wants to join. Is everyone okay with that? And so far, no one said no. Actually, that's not true. That happened once, but I won't say any more about that.
We have a vetting process, people.
Moving on. We do, just because, you know, this environment we're in, we have to keep ourselves safe.
Oh, look, when you shake hands with the internet, you really do, don't
absolutely.
You? So, has that been? Yes. Was it a learning curve? Did you come into moderating with, you know, a certain amount of experience or knowledge as to, because what do you do as a mod? Can you explain? Because I think some people don't actually know, other than if you're a creator and you post something and it gets removed.
Absolutely.
It's like, that's probably the minimal amount of interaction I've had with moderators.
Yeah, I'll jump back for now. So I was in this chat, this Reddit chat with the other creators, and that's how I met my girlfriend. We've been together like a year and a half.
Oh, that is so awesome. God. Love
yeah,
it.
It is.
Yeah.
It's great to have a partner who understands and supports. But yeah. And made some good friends there. But several months into that, into being on the chat, Glacial Dust, again, the founder of the subreddit, said, she was the only moderator at the time of the subreddit.
Right.
And she said, hey, would anyone be up for helping me moderate the subreddit? And I was one of, I think, three others at the time who said, or two, there were two others as well as me, I think,
right.
Who said, yeah, we'll help. I hadn't had any previous Reddit moderating experience, I don't think. I moderate something else on my Safer Work account now.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I was at the time or not. But I'd moderated elsewhere before, on internet forums. So I told Glacial that, and she said, that's good enough for me.
Brilliant.
Come aboard. And so we joined. One of those moderators have now left because their life got busy.
Sure, real life kicks in every now and then, doesn't it?
Yeah, and Glacial Dust herself is very busy with outside life.
Real life, so
I've had to step up, make sure I'm around for mod duties.
And what are those duties? Verbal? What's involved?
So, well, One thing, and this is where Sarah comes in, and we've just recently added like 4 or 5 new moderators as well. Right. And when I say, I'm like, yeah, I'll forget. I was gonna say I was the driving force behind that, but I added I'm like, we need, because the subreddit has been overrun with spam recently, and I was like, we got to bring in more people. Let's do this. And
right.
So yeah, we did.
And by spam, what do you mean? Like, I see occasionally
those
people just
random spam accounts
throwing up like
post
r/sexlife or something, and then it's deleted. All the users deleted.
Yeah, those are the
it?
Comments.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, a lot more than that. Right. We get a lot of posts to, like, it's usually straight porn videos, and obviously the people in the community don't want to be seeing, and it's images too, so they don't want to be seeing that.
Right.
We're an audio porn community.
So you go through and delete those?
We, as a moderator, when something comes up that shouldn't be on the subreddit, you can either remove it or you can remove a spam. So with those, we obviously remove a spam.
Right.
Other moderating duties include, if, say, okay, so, yeah, forgive me if I'm explaining the basics.
No, all good.
But, yeah, when, let's say, you're a new user who's wanting to post for the first time, within titles on the subreddit, and when you're posting, you have to include certain tags.
Right.
So these include gender tags, your gender, and the gender that you're posting for.
Mm-hmm.
If you identify as someone who has a gender, so it could be F for F, TF for TF, or F for A, you know, just as examples. And then there are mandatory tags as well for things that Reddit would get upset if you didn't include.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I should mention those, but they're in the rules of the subreddit.
Oh, right. I didn't realise that. Yeah. So Reddit have their own overlying requirements.
I don't know if they say it anywhere, but it's known throughout the community that if you don't include these, Reddit will get upset and remove them, and then the subreddit might get in trouble.
Right. I did not know that. Yeah. So Reddit has the power to moderate the subreddit, I guess. Yeah?
In a sense, yeah. They'll just take it away.
Right. Okay.
So the gender tags go right at the beginning of titles, and then mandatory tags can go anywhere else in the title.
Yeah.
And
so do you scan posts then and make...
We do. We scan posts with our eyes and make sure that they have the correct tags.
That's got to be labor intensive, right?
Yeah, that's also why it's been really good to have new mods, because obviously as the community grows, and it has grown quite a lot in the past couple of years, we have a lot more posts, so we need more eyes scanning the posts to make sure they're all properly tagged.
Yeah.
And sometimes, if a post isn't properly tagged, we'll remove it and we'll send the person a message and say, "Hey, I'm really sorry."
Yeah.
Well, we'll say, "Hey, I'm a moderator of GWA Sapphic. I'm really sorry I had to remove your post. Can you re-put, or we'd be happy for you to repost it with the necessary adjustments." And everyone's usually fine with that and does it. So that's one of the things we do as moderators. Mm-hmm.
I know I've had something removed, actually, but I think I mentioned earlier, but and that was because one thing I didn't know, and maybe someone else listening who's a creator might post, I did a collab and a male-female for MFA collab, and there goes my dogs in the background.
Was that recently?
Yes, yeah, it was. And this is how I met Sarah, actually. And and I was verified on GWA Sapphic, but the male VA wasn't. And I was like, oh, of course, we both need to be verified. But yeah, something as simple as that.
I should clarify that there.
Yeah.
People on GWA Sapphic don't need verification. They do on GWA Main, but they don't on Sapphic. It's that we don't allow. We allow scripts by male scriptwriters,
right?
But we don't allow. We don't have male performers within the community.
Right.
It is solely for
females,
whether that's cis or trans, non-binary, agender, gender fluid. Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm probably talking about a completely different removal by a mod. But, yeah, but no, I didn't realise
that. It could be
that
the wording was slightly different. Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. All right, right. Yes. So, I get it. It's that that space, so no male performers.
No male performers, but we have male scriptwriters.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Right, okay. And are people usually fairly, if you've had to remove a post, are people usually pretty receptive to that and just like, oh, yeah, okay? Or
always.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Usually people are both receptive and friendly. Yeah. Sometimes they're just receptive and like, okay, which is understandable.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are usually friendly as well.
yeah. That's really, I'm glad, because I would imagine there is the potential there as a moderator to, you know, get a little bit of, you know, people just...
Oh, gosh, yes. I also moderate r/sapphichands.
Right.
Which, similarly, is for pictures of hands. Right. And you know how it's the lesbian, bisexual, queer community likes pictures of hands.
Yes.
For obvious reasons.
Yes.
And, I had one altercation with a male on there, because we don't allow anything to do with cis males on there, and that was a bit unpleasant, but thankfully on Reddit you can just block people.
Well, as limiting as it is, really, because I guess you block the interactions, the ability to interact. Well, I'm glad it's maybe one sort of negative experience.
Yeah, and that was on a different community.
Okay. that's really encouraging. All right, so you moderate the spam, you moderate the content that's put on there.
So
what else?
Another duty is we assign flares to posts that don't have flares. So when you make a post on subreddits that have flares, you can assign a flare, I've said that word a lot, to the post. So on our subreddit, I'm not sure I'm going to remember off the top of my head, but we have audio is a flare, or script as a flare. I think there's also the discussion flare. We used to have requests. But what we do now is, on this particular subreddit, we have a monthly request thread, and we ask that all requests go in the monthly request thread.
Okay.
So users can assign a flare to their post themselves. Often they forget, which is fine. Mm. And then we're not going to remove the post if that happens. We just go in and assign the correct flare.
Yeah. And having all of this correctly assigned a flare, correctly tagged, all of that, I'm assuming the purpose of that is to ensure that before someone hits that play button, they are as informed as they can be and about
absolutely
the content, right? I'm assuming that's the primary reasoning for all of
this. Yeah, that's the primary purpose. Yeah. So that people know exactly what they're getting.
which is, fair enough. With regards to, do you have to moderate comments or anything like that? Because I know sometimes I've had a couple of not very nice comments, and I'm just like, oh, that's a bit below the belt. Oh, I'm just going to hit the report button on that. So you get those?
Yeah, we do. I think generally we skim the subreddits, like main page, and we don't necessarily click into it and read every comment, but users can report comments, and that will always happen if there's an unwanted comment there, shall we say. And then we will assess the situation, remove it if necessary, or often we'll just, if it's spam, obviously we'll remove it as spam. But often if it's like a controversial, or sometimes people will say, I don't know if this is welcome here.
Yes, yeah.
We will keep the comment, but then, sticky and pin a mod post saying, yep, this is absolutely fine, or you know, something along those lines, whatever the situation calls for.
Because I would imagine sometimes it, particularly with comments, I can't even imagine the work that goes into just like dealing. Do you get many comments reported?
We don't, thankfully.
That's so great. That is great.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased to hear that.
Like I said, with the increase in spam, there's sometimes comment spam as well, but for the most part, within the community, outside of spam, we don't need to deal too much with controversy or anything like that.
It's just a happy place to be.
Yeah, unwanted. It is.
Sounds wonderful.
It's a very friendly, warm community.
Yeah.
Very inclusive.
Yeah.
We have a post up right now that's pinned. You can only pin, as moderators, two posts at a time to the top of the subreddit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true of all subreddits, but it is in ours. We have a community post that's open right now. If anyone wants to, obviously, with it being the queer community and inclusive to trans women too and non-binary individuals, everyone in the community, Christmas and the other holidays. This holiday season can be a lonely and sad time for some.
Yes.
So we have a pinned comment right now from the mod team saying, if anyone wants to come in and ask for a holiday greeting, whether that's from one of us personally or just like from everyone in the comments, then they can do that. I'm hoping to post it every year, and we haven't had that many this year, but hopefully we'll get more in the future.
I'm actually just having a scroll through them at the moment. It's like, what an incredibly thoughtful and considerate thing to do. But the need is real, right? Like you say, particularly at this time of year, and particularly in a minority community, you know, it's perhaps you are, whether you're alone or I don't know if you're isolated or this is what I'm finding. I've mentioned in other Herber chats that the side benefit of the community coming together, it's not just a case of me just recording, posting, walking away. It's the interactions and
absolutely,
and it's so, so valuable. And the support, it overwhelms me at times.
I've had some amazing messages.
Oh, and you just think, wow, really? You feel like that? That audio made you feel like, oh, thanks.
I know.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. It's amazing.
It's a place of privilege, I think. I feel like I come from, it's like, you put me in your ears and that made you feel like that. I'm like, yeah.
It is. I mean, I love porn and I love making porn.
Yeah.
But the inclusivity of it all, and like reaching people and touching them. Touching them emotionally.
I know what you mean. I mean, we're all here for that. Yeah. I mean, it's all here, primarily. But the emotional connection the outreach
letting people know that they're not strange or liking what they like.
Exactly.
And that they're welcome. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And whilst it might not be your thing or that, I love that phrase.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to yuck someone's yum, just the acceptance. It's like, okay, you're into that and that. I don't quite get it, but like, you do you. You know, that's great. And there's always don't you find that there is almost something for, like, the most bizarre to me. I was like, that did the what to the cat and the succubus I've never thought of that configuration, but
those are big things in the sapphic community. People are really into it. And I'm just like, wonderful. Okay. It's amazing that we have this place where people can express their likes and have other people fulfill them.
Yeah, without judgment.
My favorite. Yeah, absolutely. My favorite is someone requested Shrek audio.
I love it.
A good friend of mine, user Happy Little Muncher.
Sorry, what was that username? Happy Little Muncher.
Happy Lil, as in L-I-L, Muncher. Yeah.
That's a great script. Oh, really?
She doesn't even like Shrek, and she wrote a script.
Wow, that's commitment.
Like, she doesn't like the films.
It's like, I got you.
And people actually fulfilled it. People fulfilled her script, and I was like, this community is amazing.
I am going to check that out. Like, what a great username, though, as well. I'm just like, well, that's fantastic.
Wait, oh, yes. Well...
That's what we're here for, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How wonderful. Yeah, but to be able to put that request out there and then to have it fulfilled, what? You know, so that's...
It's incredible.
So much so. I'm always amazed at that there's something for... just about everybody, and if there isn't, you can ask for it. So, you know, that's
absolutely
It's a real
like I said, we have the monthly request thread, so
yeah, what does that sort of look,
post request,
what does that, I must take a look at that, go and check that out, because I'd love to know what. I've got an anonymous Google form and a curious cat and that sort of thing. And what do people want to hear? What floats your boat? Just tell me. And because I'm fascinated by it all, right? Just like, yeah.
Yeah. You can take a look. It should be, sometimes we're a little late, but it should be posted on the first of each new month.
Right.
And we will usually say something like, you know, happy new month.
Yeah.
Keep yourself safe, hydrated, whatever.
Yeah.
We actually made a change to the request thread a month or two ago. We've now made it so that it's not people requesting, not only people requesting audios, but script writers who have unfulfilled scripts can post their unfulfilled scripts in there as well.
I love that. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So that's what people do in the request thread.
That's a great idea, to have that specific thread available, and likewise, so you say from the writer's perspective, it's like, you know, I wrote this. Does anyone want to have a go at it? I love filling scripts that, excuse me for a second, scripts that haven't been filled yet. I was like, yeah, I'll have a go at that. Yeah, I connect with that. That works for me. Yeah. Yeah.
So VAs can look through the request thread, and I would shout out who told me to add that idea, but I can't remember. It may have been Hannah Slammer, but I forget.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. Actually, it's funny you should say Miss Hannah Slammer, because I've just done a whole flip of it's time for bed, baby girl, baby boy, baby, just baby. One of my personal favorite scripts, and I send it to everybody whose voice I enjoy. And I'm just like, hey.
Hannah Slammer has amazing scripts. I should say they don't go by, they don't have a gender, they're agender.
Yeah.
So I tend to just say they or Hannah Slammer.
Sure.
I remember I read a script before I knew them, because we are both together in the Discord server for creators. But before I knew them, I read a script of theirs. Or maybe when it was just, I just met them, I forget. And I was like, this is an amazing script. I'm going to fulfill this script.
Yeah.
But then I noticed they'd done it themselves.
Yes.
They'd written the script and performed it.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't compete with this. This is amazing. We're generally, we encourage each other to not do that. We say the more people who perform scripts, the better.
Absolutely.
But I was still like, oh my goodness.
You were, intimidated by that, the fact that the author had fulfilled their own script?
Their performance was amazing. So I was just like, I can't do this any better than this.
Oh.
I'll just leave it.
I think therein lies.
I might go back to it one day.
Yeah, do it. Please do it. Because in talking with writers, that is something I'm coming across quite often in these chats, is they're just like, please don't not want to do it because someone else did it. Please do it because, I've felt sort of in the beginning when I first started, I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm not going to do that. Oh, they've done that. I don't know who they are, and I just did it. But now it's interesting to sort of, I'm nearly sort of 12 months in. There sometimes, you know, if I don't know, for want of a better term, high profile VA record something, and the comments are like, oh, or if people get tagged in comments of script offers. That does deter me, and it's something that I've said in
AMAs.
That's
so funny you say that, because I'm exactly the same way. When I first started, I was like, I don't know who anyone else is. Yeah, I'm new here. I'm just going to perform what I want.
Yeah, but now
I'm like, oh, this person's done this. Shit, can I really get away with doing this?
Oh, but see, this is where I think we need to remind ourselves, if we're putting our VA hats on, is that we all bring our own flavour, right? So and you and your British flavour and me and my Australian flavour. I mean, there's lots of American flavours, and I am here for it. Every now and then, who was I talking with the other? I listened to a Brazilian female VA, and I was like, this is amazing. And it was a field that had of a script that had been done multiple times. I said, yeah, but she's doing that, and how amazing for that script writer to then have all those variations and all those different flavors of their words.
Very true.
Yeah,
thank you, and you. I think that experience, I learned from that experience. I was like, you know what, I'm not going to listen too much to other performers.
Ah, don't do that.
because it will put, I'll get self, you know, I'll get self-conscious.
You get up, inside your head about it, don't you? Just think, well, they did this and this and this. I think, I don't know if you listen, I know I sent you a link earlier for the interview I did with Shy Little Wolf.
I started listening, and I was like, it reminded me what a lovely voice you both have.
Did you get to the end of it, towards the end when I...
I didn't, I only got like 15 minutes in, and then I was like, you know what, I have time to do this right now myself.
Yeah, let's do it.
We jumped into this.
Well, at the end of that interview, I talk about the first time I heard, the first time we did a collaboration together, and I heard her track, because we recorded independently, and I just went, nope, I shouldn't be here, nope, packing up my mic and I'm going, who the hell do you think you are? Because, oh my God, listen to her. You know, it's just like imposter syndrome is real, people. But then I think, well, yeah, I'm just gonna do me. Some people dig it, and I get that I'm not everybody's cup of tea. I wouldn't want to be.
Well, no one is, right?
Yeah, no one is. Yeah, but like, you know, there's lots of chocolates in the chocolate box. Get amongst it.
Very true. It's funny, when I first joined the Reddit chat for creators, people there were reacting to me as if like I was a high profile. And I had no idea that anyone knew me. I was amazed.
Your reputation preceded you.
I know. And then, like I say, I've taken more of a step. I'm hoping to get back into it in this coming year. But I've taken more of a step back recently to focus on modding. And obviously because of the pandemic, haven't been able to record as much.
Sure.
But fingers crossed for the future, I will get back into it.
Well, I would hope so. Because I certainly enjoy your voice. I haven't listened to your audios specifically, but I'm going to hit that follow button now.
Thank you very much.
So for people who are listening, where do you post your content? Do you have more than, you know, outside of GWO Sapphic? Do you have other platforms? Or you mentioned a couple earlier.
Yeah, I have an OnlyFans, which is free to subscribe to, but honestly, I don't post that much.
Yeah.
And now Pornhub, which I'm going to start, I'm thinking, well, I will make my main thing.
Yeah.
As well as Reddit. I'm not going to leave Reddit.
Sure.
I posted GWA Sapphic, GWA, and maybe to Pillow Talk. I think I posted to Pillow Talk. Is it Pillow Talk?
Yeah.
I think I posted like one audio there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep debating with myself. I'm like, do we need a Pillow Talk audio for the like LGBT community? But I'm not sure I could take it on right now. I don't know. I'll keep thinking about it.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I guess ultimately, I don't know about... Well, I wanted to ask just finally, what is your motivation for doing this? Is it, you know, having been a listener and then starting to record, you wanted to give back? Or is it a creative outlet for you? Is it a sexual outlet for you? Is it just wanting to support the community in itself? What drives you to first of all to record and post, but secondly to want to bring this community together?
Well, a couple of things. Mainly, I mean, I love porn and I love making it, but that there isn't much. You know, when I watch porn and you watch, when you watch it and you watch like the typical female, for female porn, it's not great. It's improved a lot, but it's still not the best. The fact that I can make it and put it out there, not in the traditional sense, but in this new sense that we do, it is a sexual outlet for me, but it's also, and it's also very fun. But I just love putting it out there for people to enjoy. And now having made my content for the most part inclusive, I love that. I don't want anyone to be excluded. I mean, I do have some FRAs out there, but obviously within this community, I don't want anyone to be excluded. And I get some really touching messages. I don't do it for that reason, but I do it to touch people.
yes, in every sense of the word.
In every sense of the word.
Yeah, I love that. That's, and it's when, I don't know about you, but when I get those real, very sort of genuine and heartfelt messages or comments, you just think, wow, I'm just so pleased that what I'm sharing is, has had a benefit, or, I always bang on about, making a connection or a sense of comfort or a sense of care, just through me talking into a microphone. To have that,
absolutely,
it's a real privilege, right?
Yeah, when people tell you, it's wonderful to hear that you get people off, and also, especially when it's like something that perhaps they didn't feel as comfortable with before but enjoyed. That's wonderful. But when people tell you that you comforted them, that's an extra level. That's another level.
I agree.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
So that's my continued motivation.
Well, I'm glad, and long may it continue with this. The pandemic and everything that's, it's changed the way we come together in a community space. It really has. I think there's been a real need for this, and it does not surprise me at all. The massive increase, almost this sort of exponential growth on all GWA subreddits for people needing that sense of connection and being heard and being seen and being brought together. So,
Verbal. Hopefully just continues to grow.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So, and long may it. Thank you so much for joining me in the Wicked Wardrobe today.
Thank you for having me.
I know it's late for you. Very, very good of you to stay up. I just want to let listeners know.
I'm a night owl. I keep very strange hours.
Well, listeners might not know, this has all happened within a couple of hours. I did not know Verbal prior to having
Props
a chat.
To you, because you were very well organised.
Well, I don't know. Let's hope this recording saves. we'll just link and cross and everything. It's been really lovely to have a chat with you and get to know you and your process and like I said, what motivates you and encourages you. Oh, you're very, very
Before I go,
yeah,
I want to shout out all of the other moderators on GWA Saturday, because I know I gave Sarah a shout out. The new ones as well. They've all been fantastic and needed, and so thank you to them all.
Yeah, I'm having a look at the you got some one, two, three, four, five.
I was like,
six,
we're just
seven,
gonna
eight,
add.
Nine. Yeah, that's fantastic, because now I have a better understanding of, what's involved.
They're very on top of things. I've been away in the US for 2 weeks. I got back on.
Oh my god, you traveled?
Tuesday,
You traveled? What?
Oh gosh, I know Australia. My cousin lives in Australia, and I know she hasn't been able to get over here for a couple of years. But they opened. So my girlfriend lives in the US, and the borders have been shut since before we met to last month. So as soon as they reopened, I was like, "That's it. Goodbye, England. Goodbye,
Bye,
the UK.
Felicia. I'm
going.
I'm out." Yeah. Did you meet in person for the first time?
That was the first time we met in person, and it was magical.
Best
I could have hoped for.
I'm so happy for you. That is
Thank you so much. But my mod team did a great job looking. Oh, our mod team did a great job looking after the subreddit while I was away.
What a wonderful support to have, to know that, yeah, you can go and do that. I'm just reeling a little bit from the fact that that's the first time you've met due to, you know, being isolated. How wonderful for you on a personal note.
I'm so
pleased that that's been able to happen. Oh, God. Now I'm thinking about the goodbye. Sorry. Now I'm getting... Okay, I can't. All right.
No.
Well, we're traveling. We're traveling again, people. The world is reopening. Be safe, folks, please. Shout out to the mods. All nine of you on
big shout.
It's really brilliant to have that support and to know.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this. It's been really nice.
Oh, not at all. Thank you. I've always wanted to have a chat with a mod. I am friends with another couple.
Hope I didn't disappoint.
No, not at all. Because, and this is why I said to you prior to hitting the record button, it's the not podcast because I can't be doing with the editing and the
tea.
Just grab your cuppa, grab your coffee, grab your wine, whatever you want to grab, get hydrated and let's have a chat. So thank you.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous, but it's been wonderful.
I'm glad. Keep it real in the Wicked Wardrobe. Yeah, thank you very much, Verbal. I look forward to seeing you again in the wild.
I will see you around. Thank you so much.
Bye now.
Bye.